Welcome to Real Dump, episode something. It's in the description. I don't even care anymore. It's in back. The description. You can see what it is. It is back. It was off. It was off for a week.
We took a hiatus last week. I think we were all under the weather, just lazy. I don't know what it was, but we're back. Both. We're back, folks.
A good reminder that we do have actual jobs too. So I think that might have gotten in the way. But we delivered on a larger podcast, and I think everyone liked this. We do appreciate the feedback on that one. I think it's been our most listened to episode in terms of like short amount of time. So we like hearing that. Reminder to please subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe to the pod. Give it 5 stars. You guys did that last week for the main podcast, and it was a huge boost for us. In the main pod this week, we're going to be starting a fantasy movie league. It's going to be more of a test. We're going to test it out for the rest of the year and then kind of work out the kinks for the beginning of next year. The three of us will draft 5 movies for the rest of the year. And whoever has the highest amount of box office numbers, so the highest box office total by the end of the year, wins. So that was just going to be the three of us. But we want to get you guys involved, the listeners, the followers. So what we're going to do is there's going to basically be a graphic, a tweet, where you find out which 5 movies you're assigned based on the letters in your name. We'll describe it a lot more in the podcast next week, but everyone will be assigned movies, because otherwise everyone's just going to pick Justice League and Star Wars and win. So we're going to have it all assigned to you based on your name. There'll be a graphic tweeted out later in the week. And yeah, we'll have a little bit of a fantasy movie league going here. And then we'll work out the kinks. And next year, we'll do a much bigger one throughout the entire year. So that's got some questions on that, because we tweeted about it and got some good feedback. So we're going to go through with that. Also, we're going to have some merch available either this week or next week. We're going to have just a regular Lights Camera Podcast logo t-shirt. Going to have a I'm Flatlining t-shirt. I think we're going to have a Goss God t-shirt. Not sure if it's going to say looking like a snack or not, but we're going to have a Goss God t-shirt. And it's not just a t-shirt. You can get a crew neck too. So we're going to talk about some different designs, but hey, we're
going to go. Crew neck. It's like a standard t-shirt. Crew neck.
The crew neck, like sweater.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice. Yeah. Nice Teespring action, some fall winter apparel. The temps are plunging. It's like 40 something where I'm at. It's crazy.
It's cold and rainy here. So
I would like a Goss God Henley. That would be pretty nice.
Oh, ooh, dude, that's pretty fashionable. That would be, yeah.
It's going to be off tpublic.com. They have a lot of options. So
all those things have like standard templates for like what you get, like a mug, like a baby onesie, you know, all this, the normal person stuff. Quick aside, you guys watched Stranger Things?
I have not watched the new season yet. I did start Rick and Morty, though. But no, I've not started the new season.
I haven't watched it either. I just wanted to get your guys' take if one of you had seen it. Kind of related to movies. It's a cinematic TV show. So
It is. But no, I have started Rick and Morty, and I am smarter now because of it. So
I got a hot take for you guys. Stranger Things, kind of overrated.
I agree.
I've read that this season is a little overrated, that people are just liking it because of the whole, I guess, lore of it being
it's like a meme.
It's a meme. It's a popular thing. Everyone likes it. But I heard this one, it's kind of a rehash of the first one. I got to watch it, though. That's not my opinion at all.
I got some breaking news from yesterday. Let me pull it up. So I had a little interaction with a Hollywood star on my timeline, and I didn't publicize it too much because he kind of dunked on me.
Oh, God. I didn't see
yeah.
that.
No.
So a couple days ago on the 25th, I tweeted at Tom Arnold, feel like at Tom Arnold doesn't get enough credit for the best damn sports show, period. And then yesterday, Tom Arnold finally got around to quote tweeting and replying to me. And he said, they paid me, period. I got to work with great people and meet my idols, period. Who cares about credit? And I responded to that. I'm like, dang, just trying to show some love to the Tom Arnold, man. Like, extremely humble reply, but I feel kind of bad because I was just trying to show some love to Tom Arnold, and he just like feel like he kind of misconstrued it. I don't know. I still love the guy, but my feelings were kind of hurt by it. Take the compliment, you know.
I'm determined to get the director of Thor on this podcast, so. We'll see. I'm trying to use verified Twitter power to get him to reply, but we'll see. He's a good guy. He favored in my review. He made a great movie, but I don't know. We'll get some interviews. We do have some things lined up in the near future for some good guests. So
we need a subtag for the podcast. It's like probably the most popular independent movie podcast. As long as we include probably in there.
Actually, probably. I'm going to announce on Twitter today that we are probably the number one unaffiliated movie podcast on iTunes.
Probably.
We're going to determine that today. By the time you're listening to this, that's already out there. So make sure to retweet that. Make everyone know.
Yeah, probably.
We've been denied verification on Twitter 3 times already, by the way, for at Lights Camera Pod. Shout out to Twitter verification. I don't know. I figured we would be at this point.
We'll get there, I guess.
They basically verify anyone these days. If you have 400 followers and you've been on the local news once, you can get verified.
If that European mother Twitter account is verified, come on.
When that first got verified, it had 8 followers. What we need to do is we need to make friends with the actual people who push the buttons on the verification. Because they're out there somewhere. We just need to network with them, you know?
Yeah. All right, first topic. Bad movies. A lot of them out right now. A few of them I wouldn't say are, I guess, bad compared to some of the others. Like Jigsaw's at 39% of Rotten Tomatoes. Another Saw movie. Suburbicon's at 26%. I actually saw Suburbicon, and it's...
Oh, you did?
It's not 26% bad, but it's just not great. It's not a great Coen Brothers movie. I was rather disappointed in it. I do like Matt Damon, though. Amityville, The Awakening, 20%. Boo 2, A Madea Halloween, which I just saw. Ken Jack saw it in theaters. That's at 7%. Let's not talk too much about it because we're going to review it on the main podcast. Geostorm at 15%. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then The Snowman, which we talked about last week, is at 8%.
This is a lot different than how I felt this time last month when I was at the movie theater. And I'm like, damn, there's so many good movies to see. You had maybe not last month this time, but like at the start of October, you had Blade Runner, It, all this stuff. And then I was walking through the theater after seeing I went to go see Only the Brave, but I was walking through the theater after seeing that, and it was just a trash lineup of trash movies. Geostorm, Boo 2. Suburbicon's surprising, though. I kind of felt like we were going down that path where it wasn't going to be that good because, honestly, there wasn't a whole lot of hype about it, you know? I feel like normally those, like, Coen Brothers, Clooney-directed movies, if they're good, like the lead up to it is like you hear a lot about it. And the only time I really heard about Suburbicon was seeing the previews for it. Jigsaw was to be expected. I mean, God, come on. And then, where can we really take this franchise from here? Like the Saw movies, this is like the 7th or 8th in the Saw movies. I'm sure there's like others. Oh, and then The Snowman, I'm really looking forward to seeing that one. I still haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, we are not going to review The Snowman on the podcast this week because it's not an easy one to go see either, I think, in terms of theaters and timing. So we're going to stick to three. We're going to stick to Happy Death Day, Boo 2, A Madea Halloween, and Geostorm, which Geostorm is going to be kind of the main one. That's going to be the longest segment this week. And we're breaking it down into thirds. So we're each only going to watch 33 minutes of the movie, and then we're all going to try to figure out what happened in the parts that we didn't watch. So, for example, Ken Jack already watched. He watched the first 33 minutes. Troy, you haven't watched yet, right? You have the second 33?
I haven't seen it yet.
I have watched the last 33. I did that yesterday. It sucks ass.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's really bad. It's one of the worst disaster porn movies I've ever seen, and I only saw 33 minutes of it. I don't think it's 2012 bad, but it was dumb. It kept hitting levels of absurdity every 5 seconds.
And I think the bad thing, especially about it, is that it has very bad timing considering the amount of actual natural disasters happening in the world right now, and it doesn't make up for that fact. Like, it's not good enough to cancel that out. So now it's like double as bad because it's a shitty movie and it has really shitty timing.
So Ken Jack, quick reaction thoughts of Boo 2, Madea Halloween for those who didn't follow you on Twitter. Don't go too far into it though, because we got to review it. I'm going to save my thoughts, but you were very passionate about it.
I think it was the worst movie I've seen this year. And like, that's really, really saying something considering Emoji Movie and Transformers The Last Night. I hadn't seen Snowman, so I think that's the only thing that could even touch it. But this movie was just, I can't even put it anywhere. Like, it should not have even been like a straight to DVD movie. It was like overtly pedophilic, if that's a word.
No.
And tell me you disagree with that, because it's so true.
No, it's weird.
It was really uncomfortable. Like, the entire
first one was also bizarre.
Yeah, like the entire time I'm just sitting there gripping like my chair, like cringing with that's how uncomfortable I am with it. And like not in like a you know, a actual horror movie uncomfortable, like in a this is really fucking gross way. And like the wrap up for the movie made no fucking sense. And I know we'll both get into this in the main pod. So I have so many thoughts on it. I don't even want to start. So I'll wait for it for next week.
There's a chance that we also review Snowman. Now, I'm actually going to go back on that. If for some reason we can all find a way to see it before Tuesday, we'll review it. But if not, move on. So, yeah, those are the bad movies. Next week, we'll be reviewing, as I said, actually this week, it's Sunday, we'll be reviewing Geostorm, Happy Death Day, and Boo 2, A Madea Halloween. Haven't figured out some of the other segments yet. We're going to do the box office draft for sure. Might play the Rotten Tomatoes game. But we're gonna figure some things out. Got some curveballs maybe for the podcast this week. It's been a real test for me as a movie pass holder to go see bad movies in theaters. Like, it's a good way to see if that thing really works. And it has, but there's been some I just...
Nothing worse than the feeling than like, oh, I really want to go see a movie. And then you look at what's playing and then they all suck. Like, it's just it's a horrible feeling. It's like despair almost. And then you end up going anyway.
Paying $10 for Boo 2.
Oh, nothing. And again, I know I just said nothing is worse, but maybe this is worse. When you're sitting in the previews for a movie you really don't want to see and you keep thinking about like how you can't even anticipate what's coming up. It's awful. You're just like, oh, you remember, oh my God, I don't even care about what I'm about to see. I'm just sitting here for 2 hours.
That's a good mini segment one day, is movies that you realized were awful quickly into the movie. One of them for me would probably be the third Pirates of the Caribbean. I'll never forget, as that got in like 10 minutes, I was like, this sucks. This is going to be a long movie, isn't it? And it was. It was bad. All right. Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, back for Lethal Weapon 5? Interesting story that intrigued me. Doesn't sound like Ken Jack likes it. So are we buttering to the idea of a Lethal Weapon 5 with the original team? And are we buttering to old movies being brought back with the original cast? So example, like if Ghostbusters had been brought back with the original Ghostbusters cast, you know, not the recasting, the soft reboots. So kind of a two-part butter. You got two popcorns. You got your popcorn. You got your significant other's popcorn. Are you buttering both?
I think I am. I don't know. Here's the thing. I'm tentatively buttering my popcorn because I liked all the Lethal Weapon movies, but also at the same time, here's what I really want to see. Okay. Here's what I really want to see. Lethal Weapon 5 needs to be a Lethal Weapon Rush Hour crossover. So you need to have Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, Jackie Chan, and Chris Tucker all in the same movie. Like, I think that's pretty interesting, but Lethal Weapon 5 by itself, you know, just another throwaway. I'm getting too old for this shit type of joke. I'll kind of butter it, but yeah, it said in the Screen Rant article that, you know, they just love to do these bring back original IPs and kind of do them for the fifth time. I'm really struggling to have something to say here. I think what it comes down to is I just don't care too much about this.
Yeah, I think almost the same with me. I was never huge into Lethal Weapon in general, like the old ones. They also have a TV show now too, which I haven't watched and I heard is also very bad. But Mel Gibson is 61. Glover is 71. Why the fuck do we want either of them? They should be actually retired. Like, there's no reason either of them should be in.
Well, how quickly do you get the I am too old for this shit?
We are physically. Yeah, we are physically too old to be like moving right now. It makes no sense to me. If it was a reboot or something with a younger cast, like let's say it had. If you had Donald Glover and you had there's a million really good Australian actors out there right now. If you had one of them do it,
like I wouldn't mind if it was them teaming up with like Donald Glover and Jai Courtney or something.
But why? Like, what makes Lethal Weapon Lethal Weapon? It's the combination of Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
Yeah, that's why I was buttering to the original cast.
Anything else is just a buddy cop movie. I mean,
I do like your idea of the mashup a lot, actually, though. I would definitely watch that.
I think that would be cool. I think that's a good way to bring back these old IPs without like rehashing them. You just combo rehash. It's like getting like a breakfast combo from McDonald's and just shoving it all at the center of the plate, pouring ketchup on it, just mixing it up.
Jesus Christ. I would butter for that. I'm not buttering for this though.
All right, so a little mix of butter, no butter, but for the most part, Trill and I buttering on this one. Next up, let's go to the DC universe for the next two topics, starting out with Shazam casting. Shazam will be played by Zachary Levi, and I didn't look this up because I wanted to take a shot in the dark. He played Chuck, right?
Yeah.
On NBC? The sitcom Chuck, yeah. So Zachary Levi will play Shazam in the DC universe, and he will take on The Rock, who will be playing Black Adam.
Somebody explain Shazam to me. I'm not familiar with the character of Shazam.
Wasn't that the movie with Sinbad?
I think
that's all we need to know.
I think that's completely different. I think that's a different Shazam.
Well, remember Shazam. Actually, wait, what's the story about Sinbad? That movie doesn't exist. The movie with Sinbad. People think there's a movie called Kazam or Shazam. Yeah.
Yep. That was like a thing on Twitter for a while.
Wait, what's the one with Shaq again? Shazam, right?
No, now you got me fucking this up.
I thought it was Kazam.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, yes. Yeah, so Kazam is the one with Shaq, but people think there's a movie called Shazam with Sinbad. And there's a whole story about it on the internet. It's actually pretty good. I forgot who wrote it. I'll reference it later. But no, this is Shazam is just it's another DC superhero.
Wait, so was the Sinbad Shazam movie like a Bernstein Bears type thing, like where people thought it existed and it never really existed?
Yeah,
exactly.
Because I was sworn Sinbad was in a movie called Shazam.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so hold on. Before we get to the Sinbad thing, because this is way funnier to talk about Sinbad, Shazam is actually a character that used to be called Captain Marvel, and Captain Marvel was a DC superhero. So that's confusing as hell. So it's now called Shazam. So that's who he's playing. He's playing, it's kind of like a cosmic superhero, and he'll take on...
that's a brand change.
So before we go to Sinbad, are we buttering to Zachary Levi as a superhero taking on The Rock?
Yeah, just because The Rock is going to be in it, allegedly.
Yeah, I'm buttering too. No, he's going to be in it.
The Shazam the Shazam costume is stupid, dude. Have you seen this?
It looks like Turbo Man. From
he looks exactly like Turbo Man without the helmet. He's got this, like...
Though, to be fair, Turbo Man did come out. Jingle All the Way did come out after this character was created, so... Shazam is described as being compared to Superman with a sense of crazy, goofy fun. So Zachary Levi works. I'll butter this.
Folks, are you ready for Superman with a dash of crazy, goofy fun?
Hey, Soups!
Hey, Soups! It's me, Shazam! Hey, Soups, you want to see my superpower? Shazam!
All I want to say is I'm not buttering it, and I'm pissed off that The Rock is going to make his entry into the superhero movies with fucking DC. I'm mad about it. I'm mad online and offline. So, no butter.
The Rock was kind of a superhero in Moana.
He was a god in Moana.
He was a demigod. But, like, a lot of superheroes are demigods, like Thor.
Yeah, so is actually Peter Quill, I guess.
Yeah. But Moana's not a superhero movie, although you could probably make the case that it is.
Yeah, probably.
Would that that'd be the nerdiest podcast segment? Is Moana a superhero movie? No. They're running out of actors to give superheroes to.
Yeah, they are. And that's actually a pretty good segment, I think, for the future as well, for like a real dump, is who is left to play a superhero or be in a DC or Marvel movie?
Just keep casting WWE people.
So before we move on here to the next DC topic, the Shazam Sinbad movie. He once tweeted, "Have you noticed no one my age has seen this so-called Sinbad genie movie? Only you people who were kids in the 90s. The young mind. There was never a Sinbad genie movie called Shazam, and Vox did a whole article on it."
Jesus Christ.
About how people think that this movie exists, but it actually doesn't exist. There is no Sinbad genie movie.
Fake news strikes again.
That's like an all-timer fake news because I actually thought it existed until I read that article. I always thought Sinbad was in a movie called Shazam.
I don't know if I thought it existed, but it'd be like if someone told me Mark Wahlberg was in The Town, yeah. I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. He probably was in a movie called Shazam where he was a genie.
So actually, Sinbad was in a movie we just mentioned in this topic. Do you remember which one?
Oh, like a superhero movie?
He was in a movie we just mentioned in this Zachary Levi Shazam topic.
Thor Ragnarok?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know.
Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. The mailman.
Yeah, he was the mailman, the very angry mailman, and he always said he had a bomb on him, and then finally one of the presents was a bomb.
That's a good movie. Love Jingle All the Way.
Jokes you can't get away with in 2017.
No. So another DC topic here, but it's a spoiler-heavy topic. If you don't want anything spoiled from Justice League, and it's a small, small spoiler, then I would skip ahead. So we tweeted a video on maybe our first day as a Twitter account, first week at least, saying that Man of Steel would have been better with the Superman theme. We triggered a lot of DC fans. We had a mentions filled for a week, DC fans telling us we were idiots, and they're like huge snack cider is snack cider. Snack cider.
Looking like a snack cider.
Snack Snyder's new pretzels.
Zack Snyder is a god, people. And hey, you know what? If you love those movies, it's fine. A lot of it was kind of hyperbolic, but we do just like John Williams, and we were talking about music back then. So the John Williams Superman theme is actually going to be in Justice League, just a small bit of it, and I will play it right now. So there you go. That was leaked. The Superman theme from Danny Elfman mixed in. He is the composer for this movie. He is doing this score. And apparently he's going to mix in his old Batman theme into this movie as well. So are we buttering for this? And does this get you a little more excited for Justice League? And I ask that because it got me a little more excited for Justice League personally.
I'm actually really excited for Justice League now. I saw the trailer in the theater. They played it before Only the Brave, and it looked really good in theater. I hadn't seen it in theater before, so that got me pretty hype. I think Justice League is going to be good. I don't think it's going to be great, but I think it's going to be good. And the Superman theme in there, I think that's pretty cool. Although ultimately, it's, you know, they played that in Suicide Squad, it would still be a bad movie. So they still got to make a good movie here.
I'm sort of buttering having the theme in, as long as it's not what my first prediction is that it's going to be, and it's that they're going to somehow clone Superman and have a bad Superman, because that looked like it had the evil theme, like, kind of twisted into the Superman theme. So if they have a clone Superman that they have to fight or something, no butter. But if this is just to involve the actual return of Superman, I'm buttering, which is kind of, like, confusing. But that's my preemptive thought towards the buttering of this theme.
It got me really jazzed up for it, and I've been not excited about it. Well, I wasn't excited about it after Batman Superman. I was so given up on it at that point. But I liked Wonder Woman. I enjoyed it. And I've liked the trailers for the most part with Justice League. And I like Ben Affleck Batman. Everyone knows that by now, who listens to this pod at least. And I don't know, hearing that theme and knowing that the Danny Elfman Batman theme is going to make its way in there, I'm pretty amped for it. I'm pretty excited for it. I hope it's not a letdown. I think it's going to be fun, regardless of if it's a great movie or not. I think we're going to have a good time with it. Whether it's a great superhero classic, you know, I guess remains to be seen.
I don't know. Kinjack, now that you got me worried about an evil Superman, but they just got done, like, having Batman and Superman fight.
Well, it's going to be a bit of a different Superman, because he's going to be back from the dead. It's going to be that whole death of Superman thing, the Superman Lives angle, where he's, I think, going to be in a black suit. It's going to be a different looking Superman based on what people are speculating.
Oh, really? They're going to have him, like, full out. Huh? Okay.
Yeah. So, because actually, if you've never seen this documentary, it is one of the best movie documentaries I've ever seen. It's the Superman Lives documentary. They talk about the Nick Cage Superman movie that was canceled after, like, the bomb of Batman and Robin. It was going to be directed by Tim Burton. Nick Cage was going to be in it. It's a great documentary. You got to look it up. The Death of Superman Lives. And it was all about the death of Superman, and he fights some big spider. Kevin Smith wrote some early drafts. There's a part where a guy talks about how Tim Burton hates Joel Schumacher for, I think the quote was, fucking up his Batman franchise with Batman Forever and Batman and Robin. Great watch. So this is, I think, going to be along those same lines in terms of Superman, where he dies and he comes back as a much different version of what you saw in the previous movies.
So something interesting to note about Justice League is, and I don't remember if we talked about this, I don't think we did, but they had to bring back Henry Cavill for reshoots on this, and he was contractually obligated to have a mustache. For the movie he was in. And apparently it's going to cost like $5 million, the reshoots, to digitally remove his mustache and the reshoots.
He had to keep the mustache for Mission Impossible.
Did that one come out yet?
No. I don't even know if it has a name yet.
That's the one Tom Cruise like broke his leg making.
So we've talked about Justice League a lot on this pod. Are we buttering more and more, or are we buttering less and less? I guess we've kind of hinted at what our thoughts are. I'm buttering more and more as the days grow old here.
Same here, more and more. The trailer was really good. Now all you do is wait. It'll be interesting to see what happens when the review embargo is broken and get some critics weighing in on it.
Could be a big month for superhero movies, because Thor Ragnarok is a 96% of Rotten Tomatoes with many reviews in.
Yeah, I'm buttering too. I think the more hype this has gotten so far closer to the release date, it's definitely looked better and better. I'm just so pessimistic that I just based on the movies that have come out so far, I'm trying to temper my expectations.
Justice League comes out in a few weeks. Thor is out next week. I think those are the last two comic book movies of the year. Next up, we'll move on to some James Bond. This was a story I didn't expect to see this morning, and kind of upset me a little bit, even though I didn't like the movie he was in. Christoph Waltz is not going to be returning to James Bond 25 as Blofeld, and apparently they're going to recast Blofeld. Dude, I am hardcore not buttering on that. If they recasted James Bond and did a bit of a reset, then I'd be okay with it. But the fact that it's the same James Bond, that was like one of the few parts I liked about that movie. What was it? What was the title of that movie?
Spectre.
Right, duh, Blofeld. I just bummed out to hear that. Hard no butter on that. I don't know why they would think that's a good idea.
How'd they get Daniel Craig back but decided not to get – and it sounded like it was a studio's decision too, by the way, from like the quotes Christoph – how did you say it, Jeff?
Christoph Waltz.
Christoph Waltz, yeah, from the quotes that he – the quotes that he gave, it sounded like it was a studio's decision. So I don't know why they would do that. Maybe they didn't think he was young enough or something.
Am I in the minority here by saying he wasn't that bad in Spectre? I actually liked him in Spectre. I didn't like the story and the plot, but
he's one of the few interesting parts of it. It was just the story was bad and all that. So it wasn't his fault. So it's kind of baffling. There must be some stuff going on behind the scenes that we'll never be privy to.
Yeah, I agree. There's definitely something going on that we're just not aware of, because otherwise they had to have brought him back. But I think that we saw that the new contract that they gave Daniel Craig for this movie was something bananas, right? An insane amount of money to bring him back. So maybe that was it that caused the disparity in contract payment, so that they weren't able to bring him back in. So maybe that was it. He was, I thought, pretty good. Definitely a shining part in Spectre, which is overall not that great. And I agree with you, Jeff. I think if they just replaced Bond, it still had the same elements of what are usually pretty interesting movies. If you threw Idris Elba in there and with Christoph Waltz, can you imagine that pairing? I'd butter all over my fucking shorts for that.
That seems like a mess. Oh, man.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Here's the thing about James Bond, man. It feels like you get one good movie per James Bond generation. And we got two with Daniel Craig's on. So not high hopes for this one. Kind of feels like for them to make a good movie is kind of not going to happen.
Kind of pissed off. I love Christoph. So just ugly, ugly business.
The most shocking part about Spectre is Sam Mendes came back and did Spectre and it was bad. I couldn't believe that, because Skyfall was just so freaking good.
Yeah, Skyfall was – it was the weirdest – I would actually say it was one of the most disappointing movies of that year. And that's actually – geez, I keep live thinking of great topics for us. Biggest letdown movies is a topic we definitely have to do at some point, because Spectre will qualify for me on that list. I was majorly let down with Spectre.
We should definitely do that. What movies have let us down most based off of a previous either director movie or
– I mean, good luck beating The Phantom Menace, but Trill, your favorite James Bond song was – Spectre, right?
Yeah.
The Radiohead song wasn't that bad, though. Radiohead did a Spectre song. It was pretty cool. But they went with the I forget the guy's name.
Sam Smith.
Sam Smith, yeah.
That dopey version instead.
Some pundit very recently said that Radiohead is basically Coldplay, except more overrated. And I didn't even know what to say to, in return to that.
That's really, that's like a double pronged attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hot take for sure.
Two more topics here, both horror and Halloween related. One is more of a question for us to answer, less of a butter. Big year for horror movies, and apparently it's the biggest year for horror movies ever at the box office. But the interesting thing about it is the two most successful ones, It and Get Out, incredibly different movies in terms of what they are. It is a remake based off a story, based off a book, and Get Out was an original movie, original idea from an actor who was a comedy actor in Jordan Peele. And so they're two hugely different things that both did really well. One of them might get some Oscar buzz. Get Out was probably going to be getting some buzz come February or March this year. What do we think? Why did horror movies do so well this year, and why did these two succeed? Do you have any inquisitive thoughts on that?
Existential dread. I don't know. I think things like these are cyclical. You go back to like 2008, 2009, and it was like a huge time for like Twilight and vampire stuff. And then we had zombies, and then now we're getting into like horror movies. So I just think like tastes change and like people go off onto different things. And I think now people are kind of just like liking these horror movies because a lot of people are upset and sad, and the millennials deal in like this like existential dread type of humor and enjoy these type of things. Maybe I'm diving too deep.
Do you think though, and Ken Jack, you can answer this too. Do you think last year had a big reason to do with that? Because there were some pretty good horror movies last year. I mean, you had Don't Breathe, Conjuring 2 was good. The Ouija sequel or prequel was somehow a good movie. 10 Cloverfield Lane, you could say, was a thriller. I mean, there were a lot of good horror thriller genre movies last year. I mean, I wonder if people just kind of believe in it a little more now.
It's definitely a good prelim. I think maybe part of it is that death and destruction being sort of a meme in 2017. Teens and millennials liking just talking about death as if it's anything else. I think that Get Out was super original and cool and really good. I don't think that the same applies to It personally. I think that It was just sort of a product of everything else in the box office sort of.
Well, we talk about La La Land here a lot, and I think La La Land got a lot of hate last year because it was such a positive, fun movie in like a time of, you know, the world where it's kind of, not to get too political here, where it's kind of, you know, downtrodden. I always felt that La La Land got a bad rap for that because of like the culture of the world of everyone being kind of down and depressed. It was like, all right, screw you, happy-go-lucky Hollywood story with Ryan Gosling looking like a snack dancing around LA.
I think also horror movies are like highly memeable. Like Get Out had a few memes associated from it. And then
It sewer meme took off.
Like, so when I get back to like the whole like millennial existential dread, like in 2005, when I was like 21, the humor trend was like random crappy, like ninja robot pirate cheese type humor. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's just like real random stuff. And now the humor trend is like, I wish somebody would drive over to my house and kill me. And that's like that's a meme that gets shared, like for better or for worse. If you look on like Instagram, it's all about, you know, it's like kind of just like embracing depression. And I think horror movies kind of like tick that box in terms of just like stoking that, like, that side of ourselves. I don't know. I'm like way over analyzing it, but I just think like part of it is just like within like that particular generation and what they enjoy and what they find to be interesting and thought provoking.
That bleeds into our next topic, and that is best horror / Halloween movies. I called out on Twitter and I said, tweet us your best Halloween movies, but I realize how confusing that can be because like what qualifies as a Halloween movie. So what are some of your favorites here? Halloween's coming up.
It's so hard to pick a Halloween movie. It's hard to differentiate like what's a Halloween movie with like what's just a horror movie. So when we say like a Halloween movie, does the movie specifically have to take place around Halloween? Or does it just have to be a movie we watch around Halloween? Like, what's the criteria?
I think watching it around there qualifies as well. I think most horror movies, like the Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers. Well, Michael Myers is literally fucking called Halloween. So I guess that qualifies it there. But like those types of movies I consider Halloween movies.
The movie I associate with Halloween without being like a horror movie is E.T.
That's fair.
I think E.T. is a good Halloween movie because, like, the pivotal like scene in the movie takes place at Halloween, right? or around Halloween.
Okay, so I mean, if we're considering E.T. a Halloween movie, then I probably say E.T. is the best Halloween or horror movie.
Oh, so hard to, like, I don't know. Oh, is Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
So that's I consider it a Halloween movie.
Same.
Oh.
I mean, sorry. I just completely lied to you. I'm sorry. It's a Christmas movie to me.
When did it come out?
I also consider it a Christmas movie now because Jeff said that.
When did they release Nightmare Before Christmas?
1993. It's same year as Hocus Pocus.
But like, I'm trying to pick out the release date, which would like tee us off.
Oh, you mean literally when did it come out?
Yeah, because if they released it like November 13th, then it's a Christmas movie.
October 13th, 1993. October
13th, 1993. So they don't really give us any answers there. What does Wikipedia say? I don't know. I don't know if it's a Christmas movie or Halloween movie.
Hocus Pocus trash.
It calls it a dark fantasy film. That answers nothing.
I think it's more of a Christmas movie.
Honestly. I would agree. There are pumpkins on the front of the movie poster, though.
Well, the whole movie's about like living in Halloween land and then like wanting to celebrate Christmas. So
we're going to ask our followers right now, though. We'll see what the quick snap reply is.
Sweeney Todd is another Halloween movie I associate with Halloween. Sweeney Todd, sit in the barber chair and cut my head off. Sweeney Todd, slice my jugular down to the vein.
That's the second time you've gone on that now. That's great.
I don't know any of the songs in Sweeney Todd, but I know they all have that like operatic like style. Sweeney Todd, big pie, meat pies.
You don't actually know the songs, but because you've been singing them like more than just one line. I've just assumed that those are the actual lyrics.
No, I'm making them up.
Yeah, I knew they were made up. I thought you were doing it off of like the theme that they were from, though.
I mean, it's kind of like the theme, though, I guess. Like, it's just, I don't know. I watched some Sweeney Todd clips, like not from the movie, but from the play, and it's some weird stuff.
Musical. I feel very tripped out now that you haven't been that you have not been singing actual lyrics from.
Hello, my name is Sweeney Todd. I am the demon barber of Fleet Street, and I don't believe in God. And I will cut your hair, then cut your neck, and bake you in a pie.
You thought this was all real, Jeff?
That one I would have known was fake.
Finally, I am not the one coming off looking like a doofus on
this
podcast. No,
you 100% sang a Sweeney Todd song in the podcast 2 weeks ago, and it sounded perfect.
Oh, I remember that one. So what's the rest of yours, Trill, for movies?
Oh, that's all I got.
Yeah, we were fucking sweet.
It's like fucking three of them.
Like E.T., Nightmare Before Christmas, Sweeney Todd. In terms of like horror movies, I like 28 Days. I like the 28 Days franchise. And then I like what's the one where they're in the mall and they kill a bunch of zombies? Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead.
What's it? Paul Blart. Yeah. Paul Blart. I like those movies, even though like I'm not as big of a fan of those as most people are.
We're going to end this segment with a question that Chen Jack posed on Twitter on Saturday. A few of them for me, though. Beetlejuice comes to mind.
Oh, yeah, that's a
many
good
years before the Ketonistance. I was always a Charlie Brown fan. It's a great pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
I hate all this Charlie Brown. I think all the Charlie Brown anime specials are just trash.
Ooh, oh, okay.
Fuck you, dude.
Oh, they're stupid, dude. They're not entertaining. They're for babies.
A couple others that come to mind. I mean, original Friday the 13th, any of the Jason movies, Scary Movie. I'll consider Scary Movie a Halloween movie. Scream. Halloween Town was probably my favorite Halloween movie as a kid. Call me lame. I don't care. It's a great Disney Channel original movie. Loved Halloween Town. Debbie Reynolds. Rest in peace. But honestly, I think if you want to talk about monsters, horror movies, Halloween movies, Young Frankenstein might be my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mel Brooks classic. And Gene Wilder. Another rest in peace.
Did you ever see Victor Frankenstein?
I did see Victor Frankenstein, yes.
That sucked.
It was not good. It was actually, who drew? Somebody that.
Max Landis.
That's right. It was Max Landis. I knew we had just talked about the director. Yeah, Max Landis.
It's on HBO starring on demand, I think.
Daniel Radcliffe and James McAvoy.
For mine, I have a question. Can we include Hollow Man into this?
Sure.
Sure. You include the Wicker Man. I don't care.
Because we do see some Halloweens in that. That's all I wanted to say.
I need to take a shower.
That's all I wanted to say for that. But my actual picks are...
God damn it.
My own.
That was so good, but so bad.
That defines my brand perfectly. So my actual picks were It, Me, The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, Coraline, Blair Witch Project would definitely be up there. Beetlejuice, I consider a Halloween movie, right? You could definitely throw that in there. There's a Keaton Essence movie. Young Frankenstein is probably number one for me as well. Cloris Leachman, I hope you live forever. What a great actress.
She's great. A couple of the other ones that I'm looking at here, I looked it up. I said Jason and Friday the 13th. That's the same thing. So Nightmare on Elm Street is what else I meant. You got Texas Chainsaw Massacre. If any of these you enjoyed, speak up. The Shining, I guess you could consider a Halloween horror movie, I guess. It's the Saw movies. I mean, the original Saw I respect. I'm not a big Saw movie guy. It's gore beyond what I need to see on screen, personally. Scooby-Doo. If we miss some, let us know. I'm still looking at the list. Casper. Oh, I mean, Ghostbusters. That's a hot. I mean, yeah. I mean,
Did you guys ever see The Craft?
I did not know.
It's like 1996 type, like dark comedy. Maybe not even a dark comedy. Okay, Heathers. Have you guys seen Heathers?
Like Heather, the roommate movie with what's her name?
No, like Heathers is like with Winona Ryder and
yeah.
Kind of a Halloween movie. Like, it's kind of a, like, dark horror type movie. I don't know. Maybe not. I'm just throwing stuff out there.
I think for me, probably Ghostbusters and Young Frankenstein. When I think Ghostbusters, I just think comedy, like, straight up.
Yeah.
But I think Ghostbusters and Young Frankenstein for me, which are both comedies.
So I never was a huge Ghostbusters guy, so I don't think I even include that in my top five. Jesus.
I can't respect that. I can't respect that opinion.
A movie like Ghostbusters, I feel like if you don't see it in your childhood, it's very difficult to appreciate. And I saw it for the first time when I was like, I don't know, like 20. So it was kind of difficult to wrap my head around.
Now we see the breeding of the bad takes. They came from not seeing Ghostbusters when you were 20.
Both my parents always said that The Exorcist was the scariest movie of all time, and I watched it when I was 13. I'm like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. Like,
dude, I think it's terrifying. I think Exorcist is terrifying.
See exactly what I'm saying right here?
It's terrifying. It depends on the age. Yeah.
She throws up like pea soup on the guy.
I'm more disturbed by the not liking Ghostbusters.
No. Let's rephrase. Not dislike. I just don't love it like everyone else loves it.
Oh, you know what? Cabin in the Woods. I gotta put that on my list.
Oh, Cabin in the Woods is a great movie.
Yeah.
Cabin in the Woods. Like, talk about a creative, like, horror movie.
But does that fall under the whole horror and Halloween thing? I got see that's the type of movie where it kind of toes the line. Like, where do you...
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like Get Out, right?
It's very similar to Get Out in terms of, like, how it was made and, you know, the creativeness behind it. I love that movie. One of the biggest surprises of that year it came out, which I think was 2013. It was right around there.
I don't know where I put it.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, it's another one.
You could beat him in a fight? Do you think you could take on Edward Scissorhands in a fight?
No, he would destroy me. He would scissor me up.
He's kind of timid, ooh, though.
Oh, we'll put that out.
He is. He could be a little bitch boy.
You don't think if like you got the speed on him and you kind of just got him from like. The back and then kind of
we'll bleep that out.
could he make the move where he slices you from by like going behind? I don't know.
we'll bleep that. I think he would just do the scissor thing with his hands, and then I would just be like Indiana Jones and like shoot him, and then that's the end of our fight.
So I think we've covered most of them. If we miss some, let us know. We did call out on Twitter asking for your favorites, and we got almost no serious replies. Which, you know what, I respect. I respect that.
That's why my list wasn't good, because I just rip all my stuff off Twitter. And so if the fans aren't giving me a good list, I don't have a good list to work with.
I'll read some. The Mummy Returns, Mean Girls. There was a serious one, Ernest Scared Stupid.
I do like the Ernest movies. Someone now, that's a generational thing right there.
Yes. Someone did say Donnie Darko, which I guess that's fair.
You can consider that. I see. Here's one that towed the line. The Harry Potter franchise on the whole always touches on Halloween, but I don't think you can include it.
Somebody did tweet Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
We'll bleep that out.
Yeah, not a lot of good ones in here. Lastly, we're going to go to two polls.
We'll bleep that out.
Is The Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween or Christmas movie? 134 votes in just a few minutes here. 54% say Halloween movie, 46% say Christmas movie. One of our followers said to us, at Sad Marchand, probably said it wrong. He said, literally both, that's the point. So maybe we overthought this here.
All right, then it counts to both.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. It's galaxy brain.
It's like the flex position in fantasy. It can be both.
Follower Sergio B. Jordan said the director, who is Tim Burton, said it's a Halloween movie. So that's the winner of it all. That's the fair point. Though sometimes the creator isn't right. Like the GIF guy.
He's dude, not fuck right. That guy, man. So it's stupid. Fuck you. You're not invited on the podcast ever.
Because it's clearly GIF.
It's GIF stands for graphic interchange format. GIF. It's a hard G. Graphic is a hard G.
You make the GIF.
Get fucked, GIF creator.
We'll bleep that out.
Somebody did say a good one. At MP Fitz 85 said it's a November movie. There's only one November movie to me, and that is Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
What about like the 1 million Thanksgiving movies?
I don't count those. Is there a good Thanksgiving movie? I'm not going to look it up. Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. That's a good Thanksgiving movie. And we asked a question yesterday, and this is more for Ken Jack than myself and Trill, because I actually don't have an opinion on this movie at all. I really don't. We asked our followers, is Hocus Pocus good or is it trash? 57% said trash. 43% said good. Ken Jack, you think it's utter garbage.
There's a lot of people in the Twitter sphere that make it sound like it's you're being a hardo if you dislike Hocus Pocus. Like you're just trying to seem like you're like a manly man. And I like a lot of movies that aren't geared towards guys, and I don't like Hocus Pocus. It's an objectively bad movie that people hype up for the nostalgia factor. Like it's just not good. And I think the listeners agree with me. 57% is enough for I will call it a runaway vote. It's a landslide. Hocus Pocus is garbage.
I've never seen Hocus Pocus.
Good. Don't.
I like that. That's my favorite take yet.
I mean, it's just when did it come out?
1993.
Yeah. So I was like 8. I don't know how old I was. 9. So I was like in that age where I was like trying to like, you know, not be a little baby and watch these baby movies. So I didn't see it. And I just never got around to it.
Yeah, I don't think there's a reason for you to see it right now anymore. Unless you're really into Bette Midler all of a sudden.
Dude, Bette Midler's the bomb.
So this has been Talking Movies, aka Real Dump, our mini podcast.
Young Sheldon review coming.
I'm not going to tease when I think that'll come out because it doesn't exist. So
yeah, we'll do our Christmas episode where we just use clips from old shows, and that'll be part of it.
Is that like the classic thing to do when you're a podcast or YouTube channel? Your Christmas show doesn't actually have new content.
Yeah. Nobody wants to work over Christmas. I mean, dude. not that this is like work for us, because it's just like literally our social security card. So our identification. Dude. You got to get a passport. Like, what's your podcast? Oh, Lights, Camera, Podcast. Okay, you're good.
Right this way. A little behind the scenes note. When I was working with Pardon My Take, I made the Christmas episode last year, and it was the biggest like project of my entire life. Like, I was skipping days of work so I could go through and look at like a year's worth of content, 3 days a week of a podcast to put together, and it was the bane of my life.
That's been Real Dump. Remember to please subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe. Give us 5 stars. Follow us on Twitter. We're just begging. Retweet our shit.
Please. Please.
Again, we don't want to go into too many details about, you know, what our goals are here, but the success of this podcast, we would like, because we do have a lot of big plans, and it would be a lot of fun to get you guys more involved and to do some things here. So,
as you can hear, I'm coughing, and the only way I can get my cough medicine is if you subscribe and like it. It's the only energy I can get.
I almost tweeted from my account to please like us and resubscribe because we need to pay our health bills or something, but I didn't want our actual jobs to come after us and be like,
what the fuck? Yeah.
are you trying to say that we're underpaying you or something? So I was like, okay, that's not a great idea. So that's been it. Make sure to go see Boo 2, A Madea Halloween, Geostorm, and Happy Death Day. By Ken Jack did not like Boo 2 because we're going to be reviewing it. It'll be out Wednesday night into Thursday morning. We always say Wednesday night, but it always posts after midnight. So that's been it. Any last thoughts, guys?
Sweeney Todd, cut your hair and cut your neck. Sweeney Todd, put your fingers into a pie.
I just imagine Jeff like scouring iTunes, like, where is this song? I can't find it.
I'm telling you, the one you sang 2 weeks ago sounded like the actual song because it sounded like the one in The Office.
This is Sweeney Todd cutting your neck with my hands.
We just did This Is Halloween, but like with Sweeney Todd. This is Halloween. Here's a Sweeney Todd jam.
Shut up.
This isn't gonna work. Okay, never mind. Please like and subscribe.
For Trill Ballins and Ken Jack, I'm Jeff Lowe. We will talk to you on the main podcast later this week.
Attempt the tale of Sweeney Todd.
Attempt the tale of Sweeney Todd.
He served a dark and a vengeful God.
He served a dark and a vengeful God.
What happened then? Well, that's the play, and he wouldn't want us to give it away. Not Sweeney Todd.
But he didn't bother the feet.